The following program is meant for entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions of the host and the callers are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WBNJ or WWN Educational Radio Corporation. Consult your mechanic before trying any advice given by the Twin Cams, Sal and Frank Santola on Riptide Rollers.
And now get ready for WBNJ's Riptide Rollers with twin brothers and automotive professionals, Sal and Frank Santola. The automotive call-in show that naturally begs the question,
what were you thinking calling these guys for help?
Sal and Frank are the Twin Cams, intake and exhaust, ready to help you and your car troubles. Riptide Rollers is on the air.
Hello out there in Radio Land.
Hello, everybody.
Sal and Frank Santola coming at you again.
We are back.
Another Riptide Rollers Radio Auto Show with the Twin Cams, intake and exhaust.
And I always say, gather around the radio. I know that there's different people that were waiting. They listened to the news, and now somebody, there's always that one person that's trying to rally everybody. Come on, the guys are on. So gather around the radio. That's right.
I don't think there's anybody rallying anybody around the radio set.
I'd like to think so.
There could be. There could be.
We are here with our executive producer, Bill Clanton Jr. Say hello, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
How's it going, Bill?
Things are going great.
Yeah?
It's a great time to be working on cars. And, you know, I'm a little surprised. Actually, I guess I shouldn't be too surprised as, you know, the increase in prices on certain things. Like, I went shopping just to stock up on some fluids.
Mm.
You know, I wanted to get some gas treatment. Yep. I wanted to get some WD-40, all these. And just without even blinking, I'm like $100 later.
Yes.
And all I bought was a few things of, you know,
well,
just fluids.
We are obviously in the tire business, amongst other things. And, matter of fact, the person that we have on the line on hold is going to be discussing what's going on in the tire industry. But I could tell you that tires from just a year ago, I would say, give or take, are up on average $30, $35 a piece.
Wow.
You know, it's such a jump.
Mm-hmm.
I would say this is definitely like supply line issues and then oil.
Petroleum,
you know,
anything,
petroleum-based product kind of issues, But everything is, I bought a can of Duplicolor spray paint today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seemed like forever we were paying $7, $8. You could buy it at the hardware store for $6 or something like that. Just Duplicolor spray paint, $15.
Yeah.
And I said, no way, this can't be. I said, I went online right away to see. Sure enough, AutoZone and Amazon, and they're all 15, 16.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Little bottle of gas treatment that usually, you know, $6, $7 would be an average. $12.
Yeah.
And it's like this tiny bottle of gas treatment, you know? But, you know, and for those wondering, what does he need the gas treatment for? Still working on restoring that 84 Chevy pickup back to its glory. And every now and again with the old gas, the problem is it's been sitting with a full tank of gas.
Yeah.
So I kind of gave it a little something to, you know, bring up that octane.
And it works. That stuff does work.
That and a little bit of that heat stuff to get the moisture out. Yeah.
Yep. It definitely works. Just keep dumping that in and running it. Be fine.
Oh, yeah.
I got to give people some contact info before I forget. Our phone number, and I always mention that if anybody would like to call in and discuss a issue with your vehicle, or you got some funny story to share, or maybe what got you out of trouble, some trick that you pulled or whatever, our phone number is 732-428-4482. Our email is thetwincams@comcast.net. And please like us on Facebook. We always enjoy our Facebook friends. And without further ado, we'll bring in our buddy Scott. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank
Hello,
you.
Scott. How's everything?
Everything is, believe it or not, hunky-dory in the crazy automotive world.
Very good. So we've got to tell everybody that Scott does, in fact, work for BC Tire.
Yes.
And you guys are on, I want to say Stilton Road, am I saying?
That's the Stilton Road.
Right.
Beautiful.
Right. And that is, it's not Piscataway, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is. Ah, I got it right.
Edison.
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. I had only been out there like one time. So
that's all you need to be.
And BC Tire, just to, you know, I know we weren't going to discuss, you know, BC Tire at length, but you guys do, in fact, besides tires, do a full service work over there?
Correct. Yep. We have a 10-bay shop, similar to yours.
10-bay.
We do everything from A to Z.
Yeah. Very nice.
And how long has BC Tire been BC Tire?
BC Tire has been in business for about 52 years.
Yeah, it's quite
a family-owned business. Mm-hmm. Quite a while. And I've been with them about 15 years after having my own businesses. And it's the same people that we know in the industry. I was in the power transmission business, the scrap, precious metal scrap business. So it's the same beautiful people that have just grown older and wiser.
Did you tell those folks at BC that you had come into some money recently and you're going to be leaving them? Did you mention that to them yet? Or do we need to keep that quiet?
Never mind. Hood, please.
Never mind.
Very good. So
excellent.
You know, people are probably people are very frustrated, obviously, with the price of gasoline, and we were discussing, you know, everything is so high. Everything at the food store, it doesn't matter where you go, the drug stores, the hardware stores, you know, can of paint, like I said, $16 or $15, whatever. It's crazy. But the tires, you know, that's always that big purchase on the car that people tend to put off a little bit, you know, because again, they're going to be usually buying four tires and it's expensive.
Correct.
So now they come to guys like us and, you know, they can't believe, you know, how much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Am I right when I say $30-$35 seems to be, you know, kind of like.
You're spot on.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in the last year and a half, it comes down to basically, besides supply and demand, the cost of raw goods, as you may know.
Mm-hmm.
So the prices of oil, petroleum, the silica that goes into the tire manufacturing has just skyrocketed.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you hate to think that, you would hate that people would think that you're taking advantage of them or trying to rip them off, but it's simply not the case. You know?
No, it's right in front of your face. And as a honest family-owned business that's a wholesale distributor, only one of three left in the state, now we're competing with the big conglomerates, as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're holding our own. But as you said, the price of tires has been four major price increases, not by the distributor, by the manufacturer.
Yep. And I tell people now when I give them a price on tires and I say, okay, I'll let you know, that person could have come back to me typically a month or even two later and said, I'm ready to buy these now. And guess what? The price was still the same. Now I have to tell people, okay, but, you know,
next week,
you better, you better check with me.
Unfortunately, it's gone up, another 3-5%.
Yeah, yeah.
Goes up by the week.
Yeah.
Correct. It's not fair to the end user, and it's certainly not fair to us, but we have to, unfortunately, pass that percentage onto the end user.
I used to have charts on the wall in my office that had all the popular sizes. I mean, this is going back like 25 years already. And I could actually put the prices of the tires up there, and the next year, those prices were still accurate.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
You know, and so every couple years, I might actually have to change the pricing if I wanted to for the stupid 50 cents or buck that maybe it changed.
Correct.
But now, And then, you know, when the industry was changing years ago, and everybody was starting to obviously use computers and stuff. I don't know, Bill, if I ever even told you this story, but I had all my pricing of the tires, like I said, on the walls in my office. And so I said, you know what, this has got to go now. You know, I'm just going to rely on the computer from now on and pull my pricing from there and give people the pricing. And so I remember one customer calling and asking me a price on a particular tire. And I said, oh, I'd have to call you back. I said, I don't even know right now. I said, my prices are off the wall.
It's a good way to sell tires.
No, literally. Off the wall.
That's perfect.
Naturally, I didn't mean to say it like that, but yeah. I don't think that guy called back.
No. Well, that definitely made my week sound. That was spot on. Oh, goodness. Yes, unfortunately, in the last year and a half, every 4 to 5 months, there just seems to be, whether it's tire business world or tire review or whatever in the industry, oh, by the way, the major supplier, Pirelli, Michelin, Continental, and then everybody follows suit.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're keeping your fingers crossed that hopefully it'll get passed down at 2%, couple of bucks here, couple of bucks there, but the last three price increases, because, again, coming over from whether it's Malaysia, Taiwan, South Korea, Germany, where all these big manufacturers are, there's no other choice.
Yeah, yeah.
The same thing with our shop. When we're ordering calipers, basic shop repairs to go to the leading. We used to have three major parts stores, parts suppliers. Now we have 10.
Right. You need that diversification. Because, you need to.
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And half of the material is sitting on some sea container off of Bayonne, off of Howell & Hook for the last 3 months. There's got to be 50 sea containers with our supplies just sitting there waiting to be unloaded.
Yeah. And that's another thing that's up again. Brakes, you know, I'm like $50 to do brakes now higher, you know, let's say front brake job, you know, maybe about on average $50 higher average car now
because
than it was.
Because the calipers and pads have gone up at least 15%.
Yeah. Everything,
You know, it's a double whammy with the tires too, because everything's gone up because trucking has gone up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, shipping has gone up because of fuel has gone up. But now you're talking about a petroleum-based product besides. So it's not only gone up because it's a petroleum-based product, but also, of course, the normal shipping to get these tires to the distributors. And, wow, you know, it's really tough for people to keep up.
To absorb.
I know used tire sales.
It's even hard to digest from our standpoint. You know, we are one of the largest Hankook distributors. They have an $850 million plant that they just built in Tennessee. A lot of OE for Ford passengers. And even with them building that plant in the United States, prices still go up.
Yep.
Distribution is slowed down, and it's just a cyclical effect right across the board. And the person who suffers, unfortunately, the most is the end user.
No, without a doubt.
Does BC Tire sell used tires?
Absolutely not. It's basically illegal.
Right. Right. I know some of the bigger places don't.
Yeah. And as an addendum, as a favor, we do pick up scrap tires at a minimal cost, but then we have to get rid of them through the shredder who's being bombarded because they're only located in two places on the East Coast. And when they get clogged up or they don't have the right scenario for a month, everything goes awry. So, you know, from the manufacturing standpoint to the disposal of tires where they're shredded properly, the tensile cords are ripped out, the tire itself is cleaned and shredded and used for playgrounds and all kinds of other uses, but it's still that whole, you know, beginning to end cycles that costs a lot more money.
I keep saying that's what I should have invested in years ago. Equipment like that, had a big warehouse. That would have been excellent. Yeah,
we are still young enough to do that, though, Sal. You know
I
that?
I suppose. I just need the few million dollars. Yeah.
Oh, just a mere bag of shells.
Yeah, sure.
That's funny.
Yes, but we are, I think, from my standpoint, as you being one of our top-notch and easy customers to deal with, you understand the full circle.
Oh, yeah.
It's
absolutely
trying to convince the end user, don't go to the big, you know, Costco's and BJ's. They don't really sell the OE tires.
No.
And I don't think they have the right, not giving them a bad name, but the right technicians, the right, you know, it's the little guys that have to stick together.
Yes.
And that's what the basis of this country is built on, you know, Apple tires type of thing, BC tire.
You know, and buying online, interestingly enough, you mentioned Hankook, and I gave an acquaintance a very good price on Hankook truck tires one time, and he said, oh, I could get it a little better online. And I said, well, go ahead, you know, no big deal. I said, you get them, and I said, I'll put them on for you,
right,
you know, because I wasn't looking to, you know,
sure,
hurt the guy. So, but soon as they got delivered to my place, I said, hold it right there. I could tell in an instant that there was something different. And I actually measured the tread depth, and it was less tread than what I would have supplied him. So,
because it was, yes, because, you know, you have, I can't mention the particular names, but there are two or three major online distributors that it's like buying used tires on Amazon. Who would do that?
Right. Yeah.
And as you know better than most other people, it's just tires. Well, if the tires aren't the right size, the right tread depth, and mounted properly, that's the only thing that's between you and the road.
Yeah.
That's keeping you.
Yeah.
So people, I think the crux is that they don't really think that tires are the crucial part of the car, where it's just as important as your transmission and your brakes. It's probably the
most important
cog.
Right. And I was surprised to see that myself, that the same exact brand, model and everything, had less tread on it than what I would have sold him. So, you know, clearly when you were buying online, you were getting, well, you know, you're getting what you pay for, right?
So, absolutely.
Yeah, and then it made sense to me why they were getting such a good deal. So
I mean, just so people understand, OE, you skimmed over it real quick, but that stands for original equipment. And you are not buying the original equipment when you're buying from these warehouse box stores, whatever. You're not getting the same quality product.
Excellent point. I had it. I can count on two hands the amount of times where someone has come to our facility, or I've gone to a customer and they said, oh, I went to one of the larger facilities, let's just say Costco, who was approached, who approached Michelin years ago and said, we'd like to sell your brand tire. And how could Michelin say no with a conglomerate that has at least a minimum of 500 stores?
Yep.
So they are carrying a Michelin, let's say, Primacy MX M4 with an H-rated as opposed to a higher V-rated. And that's not the original equipment tire that goes on a high-end car, Lexus, Mercedes, Acura, et cetera, et cetera. So when that tire goes bad or blows and they call an Apple tire or a BC tire for the replacement tire, it's not available because they've been discontinued by a place like BJ's. Oh, it's just, I can get a better price, and it's not the same tire, and they just know it's black and round and it has Michelin written on it. And that gives us a very tough scenario to explain why they bought at the wrong place. But to the nice, trustworthy, family-owned businesses like Apple Tire, and you can't go wrong.
It's true. And, you know, sometimes even if we aren't quite as competitive as we'd like to be with a bigger outfit. You know, there's that customer like loyalty that you
correct.
You appreciate, and then when they come in for the starter, the alternator, the battery, or whatever else they need, and the brake job and everything else, you remember that, and you take care of these people, and so it winds up certainly being better for them.
Absolutely. So, it is a trustworthy, and you can, it's your neighborhood repair garage that should be trusted much more than like back in the day when we were growing up. You had a mechanic, and you trusted him, and here are the keys, let me know what needs to be done, and they did it, because you didn't have to run around to somebody else.
Well, we wanted to have you on just so that our listening audience didn't just think it was us.
Raising the price of tires.
I needed somebody else.
Somebody from a bigger warehouse. Say the same thing.
Well appreciated. Well, you guys are super duper. You do. You have a clean, efficient shop, and we're honored to do business with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Anyway,
it's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for joining us.
Anytime. Thank you, guys.
Very good, Scott. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. You have a good night. Thanks.
Bye now. Well, so, I guess we'll take a break pretty soon, but you want to give some contact info out there, I guess.
Yeah. Our phone number is 732-428-4482. Our email is thetwincams@comcast.net. And we have a nice Facebook page. Please like us on Facebook. And on that note, we'll take a little break and we'll be right back.
The Twin Cams have more questions to answer and advice for you coming up on the Riptide Rollers, 91.9 WBNJ.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-729-1241. 800-729-1241. 800-729-1241. That's 800-729-1241.
Welcome back to Riptide Rollers, on air at 91.9 WBNJ and online at WBNJ.org. Here's the Twin Cams, intake and exhaust.
We are back.
We are back.
And I think we'd like to discuss some upcoming car shows.
Yep, there are, car shows even today, and then we'll see if
in
there's
June.
Some upcoming because I'm just reading again out of Hot Rod Mike's New Jersey Cruise News. Magazine, as I call it. What does he call this? Does he call it a magazine?
I think so,
I like to call it a magazine. You know, thumbing through this thing, halfway through, I noticed that there was a big write-up that he had in here about Gasoline Alley.
Mm-hmm.
Said, not just a comic strip. And I read this one-page article about Gasoline Alley in Patterson. You know, there's a lot of places that they reference as Gasoline Alley. And I read this specifically to find out whether they were talking about some Gasoline Alley in New York or something like that. Or was this, in fact, the authentic, original Gasoline Alley as you and I knew it in Patterson? And sure enough, he talks all about Gasoline Alleys. Sal and I had started out in the automotive repair and tire business in Patterson, New Jersey. We were right on Market Street in Patterson, down the street from Dave Stern Tires, down the street from Elmwood Park. It was near the Elmwood Park border. It was Market Street, and it was called Sam's Tire before we bought it.
Yep.
And we were in business back in 1981, I believe.
81.
That we started. And shortly after going there, we were told about the 29th Street gasoline alley in Patterson, and I never realized that when we would go there and get certain cars serviced, certain hot rods and different things we were working on, that we were experiencing a part of history.
Yeah, didn't even realize it.
And I just wanted to mention that, you know, when I was reading this.
What was the name of that ignition place that we dealt with a little bit?
Well, a Dayton Ignition.
Dayton, right.
Was there. And he doesn't mention Dayton Ignition, but they were there. He mentions Dick Simonek.
Right.
Engine rebuilders.
Right. Pappy Huff.
And Simonek was building engines for like Lee Petty and stuff. I mean, it's like incredible. And then he mentioned, right, Roscoe Pappy Huff.
Yep.
And built the Five Little Pigs. These were race cars that he built. We got to know Pappy Huff. Yep. Like we got to know people that were really part of automotive history that started back in the 20s.
Yep.
And we were there again back in the early 80s. I don't know how
it wasn't
long,
their heyday anymore.
Right. I don't know how they lasted, whatever, before it just turned into God knows what it is today, whatever. Still auto repair is going on there, but it's not considered gasoline alley anymore. Anyway, just something from the old days. I just thought it was very, very interesting. Some of the older listeners would know about Gasoline Alley in Patterson. So we have, looking at this today, we've got some stuff going on here. The Sea Pirate Campground, Wicked Rides, Hot Rod Showdown. It's over at 9 a.m. to 3:30. And this is, where is this? Sea Pirate Campground, Wicked Rides. Reading this thing as I'm going along, Sea Pirate Campground, West Creek, down in West Creek. So if you don't have anything going on, get your butt down to the Sea Pirate Campground. They're doing a hot rod showdown, and it's 9 to 3:30. And then these guys, I know these guys well, the Beach Bums Corvette Show.
Beach Bums.
That is today. So if there's going to be a rain date of June 5th, but tomorrow, but right now, June 4th, today, Beach Bums Corvette Show. And they're down on, I believe they're down in Long Beach Island. I think they're down in Beach Haven. So check it out. I've gone there before. Beach Bums Corvette Show, always a good show. A good turnout. That is running from, I don't know, 8 o'clock in the morning till I don't even know when. I can't even read it, but it goes pretty much a long part of the day. So you go there in the afternoon, you'll catch those guys. And what a turnout of nice Corvettes over there.
And I think everybody should go up on Father's Day, Sunday.
Yeah, here we go.
To Hyannis, Cape Cod, right. Massachusetts.
Well, you know, interestingly
enough, for the
Father's
Day car crew.
Because you'll be there.
I might be, yes.
There may be people planning on going to New England, so...
You were going to New England, and you were going to Cape Cod or the area, right, that's a great day. Hyannis, downtown Hyannis, they closed the streets. It's excellent. We broadcast from there one time. We did a little show there. That was excellent.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was, and it was a good turnout.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they had music out in the streets and all. It was
it was
a nice show. It was a nice turnout. We got another one coming up here today. If you're going to be up north of where we are, Homedale Township PBA number 239 doing their spring car show. That's Bellworks parking lot, 101 Crawford's Corner Road in Homedale. That's 101 Crawford's Corner Road in Homedale. Of course, spectators can get in for free. I mean, there's no paying or anything like that. But that benefits the Homedale Township PBA. So a lot of shows, coming up. I mean, this is it, man. This is cranking weather and a cranking time. So let's see. We're just reading along here. Tomorrow, we got the Surf Corvette Club is having their 50th annual All-American Car Show.
50th. My goodness.
Yes. Yeah, so I suppose just about anything can enter, because I see pictures here of old trucks and hot rods and Jeeps and everything else. So it's at the Waterman's Tavern, Brielle, New Jersey. Waterman's Tavern, Brielle, New Jersey. That's the 50th annual All American Car Show. That's the Surf Corvette Club is sponsoring that. So, again, just something else to do on the weekend. This one's June 11th, coming up June 11th. We got the Mount Holly 19th Annual Car Show. And that is, where are they doing it? Along High Street, Washington Street, right over there in Mount Holly.
I think it would be important if people go seek out this magazine, New Jersey Cruise News.
Yeah.
And, and believe you could get it online too, right?
Fountain of information.
Is it njcruisenews.com or something like this?
Yeah, something
sure,
like that.
I'm sure
exactly.
It's, right.
Yeah. And
visit us, www.newjersey, well, that's njcruisenews.com.
Right. There we go.
And, yeah, you come to find out everything that's going on and where it's going on. That Mount Holly show, that's an afternoon show, by the way. That's from 1 to 5. So that's a little bit later on in the day. So, yeah, a lot of stuff.
Lots of stuff going on.
A lot
of post-COVID time. And I think a lot of these shows are going to be a good turnout, as long as, obviously, the weather's good. Going to be good turnouts at these shows. People bugging to... You know, haven't been able to do this perhaps in a couple years. So,
you know, and I mentioned sometimes we're doing a show and I'll say, hey, there's a show going on today. And even if it's raining where you are, you got to check out the weather and make sure it's not raining where the show's taking place.
Yep.
So the weather can be sketchy sometimes in certain areas and not in others. So you got to check it out.
Very good.
So... Yeah, until I build my big pole barn, I could get maybe, 100 cars under the roof, and then I could just have shows all the time, all year round. And middle
you and Jay
winter.
Leno. Right?
That's right. And Riptide Rollers will be doing car shows.
The Riptide Barn.
Right.
That's so exactly I'll just give right. some contact info one more time. Our phone number is 732-428-4482. I'd love to talk to you. Our email is thetwincams@comcast.net. And please like us on Facebook.
Yes.
And
yes,
I had a question for Bill.
Yes, yes sir.
Did you ever hear music coming from your printer?
Music coming from my printer?
Yes, it's when the paper starts jamming.
I like that one. That's a good one.
Frank didn't like that.
Don't think that's a good one. We got to go through this every single weekend, and we're always talking about Sal's terrible show, just terrible end to the show with his terrible jokes. And there's Bill encouraging him all the time, saying it was a good one. Good one.
It was a good one. You know, it.
I thought it was. It's when the paper starts jamming.
It's when the light screen here goes dark that we can keep track of when people are listening and when they're not.
Well, folks, we've come to the end of another great Radio Gold program.
And that's right. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves.
Time to bid you all adieu.
Go out there and make it a good weekend, folks.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye now.
Bye now.
You've been listening to WBNJ's Riptide Rollers Automotive Show with Twin Cams Intake and Exhaust. If you have a question or a comment to the Twin Cams, visit their website, RiptideRollers.com. Riptide Rollers is hosted and produced by Sal and Frank Santola. Executive producer for WBNJ is Bill Clanton Jr. I'm your announcer, Trip Rogers. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for Riptide Rollers, on air at 91.9 WBNJ and online, WBNJ.org. The preceding program was meant for entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions of the host and callers are not necessarily that of the staff and management of WBNJ or WWN Educational Radio Corporation. Consult your mechanic before trying any advice given by the Twin Cams. Sal and Frank Santola on Riptide Rollers.